opinions expressed by the hosts, callers, and guests are not those of DGVRadio.com, Envisage Productions, LLC, its advertisers, sponsors, or employees.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to our urban story. This is Barbara from Harlem.
And this is BB Diamond.
And we're so happy you're taking time out of your busy schedule this beautiful, beautiful Saturday afternoon to listen to our voices talking about what's going on in our wonderful country of the United States of America. To call in and have your opinion and voice being heard, please dial 973-925-4559. Let me give that to you again because I may forget later on. 973-925-4559. We would love to hear from you. What do you say to our wonderful listening audience, Ms. Diamond?
Yes. Hello, everyone. And now we are in spring, thank God. It seemed as though winter did not want to leave us, but the official start of spring was, I believe, on March 20th, and today is March 24th. It's a beautiful Saturday here in the northeastern part of the United States, and I pray that it's beautiful where you are. Tomorrow is Palm Sunday. We are in the holy season, and Passover begins the evening of March 30th, and Easter is Sunday, April 1st, which is right around the corner, really next week. So there's a lot to talk about during these high holy days. I know I mentioned last week that I want to touch on what I believe is somewhat of a shadow government that has been trying its best and tried to really get Hillary Clinton elected. There's so much to go into. I don't think we'll have time to cover everything today. So we'll call today part one. And I also want to touch on a discussion about the fatherless generation, which I also mentioned last week, because statistics have shown that the majority of the mass shooters, Nicholas Cruz, is Exhibit A down in Parkland, Florida. They are men who were raised without fathers. Fathers are absolutely critical for young men, for a young man's development. A mother can only do but so much, but the broken home is really playing a role in this, and fathers are desperately needed. We need fathers to mold and shape their sons, godly fathers. So also we want to touch on the omnibus bill that was signed yesterday, March 23rd, by President Trump, although earlier yesterday he had threatened to veto the omnibus bill. So let's just dive right in. Let's talk about the omnibus very quickly. It's a $1.3 trillion budget. President Trump threatened to veto it, but he later in the day yesterday signed into law the omnibus bill. There's a lot to go into it. The fact that Chuck Schumer is happy about it tells me there's a lot wrong with it.
Amen.
Because he's very liberal. But, you know, we don't want to be very negative. And there are some good things. The two good things that I can point out right off the bat about the omnibus bill is that it, in fact, passes the Taylor Force Act. Now, what is this? The Taylor Force Act reduces spending to the Palestinian Authority because if they, well, it is due to the fact that an American was murdered in 2016, a U.S. Army vet, by a Palestinian Arab in Ramallah. And in the year 2017, last year, the Palestinian Authority spent $355 million on payments to families of terrorists. And that's something you can Google. Listen to this, folks. I just think this bears repeating. The Palestinian Authority represents rather... The Palestinian Arabs are not wealthy people. A lot of them are indigent, from what I understand. And yet, the Palestinian Authority, headed by Mahmoud Abbas, chose to spend $355 million in payments to the families of terrorists. You kill an Israeli, you will be rewarded by the Palestinian Authority. Now, so a U.S. Army vet, maybe they thought he was an Israeli, was murdered by a Palestinian in 2016. And U.S. Congress and the Senate put together the Taylor Force Act. And with the omnibus passage yesterday, the Taylor Force Act is now law. So that we find out, if the United States finds out that the Palestinian Authority, that they are paying terrorists who murder innocent people, we are going to cut funding to the Palestinian Authority. What are your thoughts, Barbara?
Oh, my thoughts are wonderful. This should have been done a long time ago. Because how, you know, it encourages more of the indigent Palestinian families to prepare their sons and daughters to become terrorists. Because this is their one way out of poverty. I mean, what a sick culture. What a horrible society when you celebrate the death of innocent people. And don't mind the death of your son or your daughter. In other words, that culture, I wouldn't want to be a part of it. And I thank God that I am an American citizen, because some of them just have their sons and daughters, because I've seen too many mothers of Muslims. Mm-hmm. I saw one mother, a Muslim mother, I mean, who had about, I think, I can't remember exactly, maybe six sons, and at least three or four of her sons had killed innocent people. They were terrorists. Wow. And this woman was so elated, so happy. And I said to myself, what kind of culture produces mothers that celebrate the death of their flesh and blood? That has to be from the pits of hell. And look at the father of the mass murderer in Orlando. Mm-hmm. He didn't look like he was sad and in mourning. He looked like, when he was at Hillary Clinton's rally, he looked like he was jovial, happy, and nothing had happened as terrible as his son killing so many people. And I believe he was killed, wasn't he?
Yeah, I believe so.
Absolutely.
I think
so. It's I'm so glad that this funding is being looked at and being stopped.
Absolutely. And in that culture, you almost have no choice but to hate Jews, hate Israelis. If you try
hate Americans
to support,
also.
Exactly, they may call you a traitor, so you have to be very careful. But the fact that they are rewarding terrorists for murdering innocent, largely primarily Jews, is outrageous. And it was only right for the United States to step up and say, we're no longer going to fund the Palestinian Authority if they're going to use those funds to pay terrorists. And you're right, because of the poor management by the Palestinian authorities and Hamas on the Gaza Strip, this is a way out. Unfortunately, this is a financial, there's a financial motive to murder innocent Israelis and Jews. Well, they, you know, not all Jews are Israelis. So it's a financial motive to murder innocent people, and it had to be addressed. And I do applaud the United States Congress for addressing it. And now that the president has signed the omnibus bill, that is now American law. So that is good. Another good thing is that the military will be funded, I think, better than it has in years past. So that's a good thing. I don't have the exact numbers. Now, for the other stuff. The wall was not funded. DACA was the Dreamers business was not addressed. The wall, like I said, was not funded. Certain Planned Parenthood was not defunded. So there's a lot in this bill that many of us do not like.
And I think he's doing it line by line. He's trying to veto line by line. I was just looking at Breitbart, and my computer glitched out on me.
Uh-huh.
But that's what I'm picking up from what this article was saying. Here it is. Trump calls for line item veto after signing monster omnibus. So let's see what happens, you know, because I don't believe Make America Great Again has disappeared from, you know, his mind.
Right, right.
And I don't believe he believes in, you know, a lot of debt because he's a businessman.
Right.
So let's pray for the best, hope for the best, and see what happens with this line by line.
Absolutely. Absolutely. There's a lot in here that does not support his belief of Make America Great Again. And so it was surprising that Trump signed it. I know that there's really no desire to shut the federal government down, but to sign such a bill that could have a negative impact, and if it still funds sanctuary cities, it still funds Planned Parenthood, and things of that nature. That's not what we voted for him. That's not why we voted for him, I should say.
No, it's not.
So I hope there's something.
I agree with you.
And Trump did say that he would never sign a bill of this nature again, but we have to deal with the here and now. And he did sign it. And I don't know if he has line by line veto power. That's in question.
Another thing I see that they have the catch and release in the omnibus, you know, addressing, you know, illegal aliens being allowed to be a part of our society. You know, I don't know what's going on. We don't know all of the insides, you know, inside account of everything. But I'm glad that he mentioned draining the swamp.
Yeah.
Because we have, our government has been infested.
Right.
With swamp dwellers. And I don't think it's easy to really drain that swamp. But, you know, I believe he's taking a start. And I believe he's sincere about wanting to do that.
Good, good. Excellent.
And but in the meantime, I think he has to compromise a little bit with the swamp dwellers. Because we have such infestation going on in America.
And it's a shame that the Republican leaders, Paul Ryan in the House and Mitch McConnell in the Senate, are not strong enough to really stand up to the Democrats.
I think
Chuck Schumer, was quoted as saying, we're getting more done in the minority. The Democrats are really out of power, and yet they're getting what they want. And people are saying, why vote for Republicans to run the Congress if they are giving in to the Democrats? So we know that at some level, at some, you know, you have to compromise to a certain extent.
Absolutely.
It's just shocking, I guess, to a lot of people how much the Democrats were able to win in the omnibus bill.
And you know, that's what's so aggravating, because we, the people, did our job. We turned the tune and stopped the majority, the Democratic majority in the Senate. You know, now we want these Republicans that we have put in place to find some kind of spine. Stand up to them. They, the Republicans, are now in the majority thanks to we, the people. And we need to send a message to them. If you don't stand up, you don't find a spine, you will be recalled, replaced, and retired.
Now, I agree with you. But I also don't think the alternative is to let Democrats win.
Not let them win.
Right.
But to get some people with spines.
No, I understand what you're saying. And some people would say, if the Republicans are going to agree to Democrats' demands, why vote for Republicans and have a Republican-controlled Senate or House? Response to that would be,
yes,
because we do have to have some Democrats. Paul Ryan is better than a lot of the leftists because they go absolutely too far.
Well, you know what? If we have people, you know, Republicans in name only, they don't do the will and the voice of the people, period. We don't need any more Republicans in name only. We need people with spine. We need people with determination. We need people with backbone. We need people who love America. We need people who respect the Constitution and the founding of this country. We need people who can't be purchased for $2 or a deal around the corner. That is why we have such an infestation in this swamp.
Yep, I agree. I agree.
That's my opinion.
I agree.
We need strong people to stand up and make this country great again. One person can't do it. It's going to take those that we have elected, we've put our confidence in, we've sent them to the Senate, we sent them to the House of Representatives, we've given them a majority. Now fight for the people.
I agree with you. But I guess a rhino is better than a Democrat at this point.
A rhino is better than a Marxist any day of the
week. Because Democrats go too far, and you just can't trust them with the government.
But you're right. But we don't need rhinos need to step up to the plate or get out of the way. And let's get some people who mean business in there. I'm not one for always compromising and bending down and, yes, sir, master. You know, they act like the Democrats have all of the answers. And the Democrats are they're slicker, but they're no smarter. Come on, step up to the plate. Do your job. The people elected you to stand up and let their voices be heard. That's what I'm saying. We don't want Marxists in there. And right now, the Democratic Party seems to be full of Marxist, communist, anti-American, secular humanist.
I agree with you.
Thank
now, you. Now, on to foreign policy for a moment. As we pointed out last week, Mike Pompeo, who formerly headed the Central Intelligence Agency, he will replace Rex Tillerson if he succeeds and makes it through the Senate as the Secretary of State. And a couple of days ago, it was announced that John Bolton, who was a former UN ambassador under George W. Bush, he will and has replaced, well, as of April 9th, he will replace General H.R. McMaster as National Security Advisor. Now, these two appointments, Mike Pompeo and John Bolton, should send shockwaves to our enemies, the primary enemies being Iran, North Korea, Russia, and I don't want to peg China as an enemy, but China is not quite a friend, but I wouldn't say it's an enemy. But these countries really need to be on notice, and with particularly John Bolton, and I'll tell you why. John Bolton was against the deal with Iran that former President Obama struck with Iran and gave Iran, well, it's part of with eight other nations, gave Iran billions and lifted to a certain extent some sanctions, not completely. That deal was a mistake because Iran really didn't have to do much in return, as far as I'm concerned, and there's still, you know, some people say, well, Iran is complying. Iran is complying with the letter of the law, but we're not sure if they're complying with the spirit of the law not to develop nuclear weapons. Well, John Bolton is against that whole Iran deal. So, well, from what I understand, Mike Pompeo is as well, and he's far more conservative than Rex Tillerson. So my point is, within the last 2 weeks, President Trump has appointed two rather conservative foreign policy advisors. I know Mike Pompeo technically will be Secretary of State, but they are going to advise the president on his dealings with these with foreign countries, and particularly with the hot spots of North Korea, Iran, China, Russia, and the Middle East.
Right.
And John Bolton is a firm supporter of Israel. He's very clear about radical Islam. General McMaster, from what I could understand from particularly on the conservative end of things, was a little lenient when it came to Islamic radicalism, and often saying, or a few times at least saying, this doesn't represent Islam, as if he were
an expert.
Your thoughts, please.
I know if he went, well, if he said that, that means that he's not familiar with the Quran. Mm-hmm. Because everything they do is Quran directed. This is their book. So he, you know, when George Bush, our former president George Bush, said, what did he say?
Islam means peace.
Means peace. He didn't read the Quran.
No.
He wasn't familiar with the Quran.
No, you're right.
I don't know who gave him that foolish statement to recite.
And it was foolish.
It was really foolish.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, you know, you throw out their history, you can see the violence.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and they applaud their own violence. And, you know, doesn't
not only is it foolish from that end, Barbara,
yes,
but Islam literally means submission. It doesn't mean peace.
Yes.
So for George W. Bush to be given that line and he ran with it, it made him look ignorant.
Very ignorant.
And he meant well in a sense because this was right after 9/11. But you don't want to mislead people, and political correctness, as we have seen, gets people killed.
Oh, almost definitely. Most definitely. You know, I mean, he tried to be obliging to different ones, but that statement should have never, you know, fallen out of his mouth.
Right, exactly.
As far as I'm concerned, because it was insane.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
You know, but, you know, it is what it is. But mm-hmm. I think with Bolton, mm-hmm. I know we're going to get someone who knows what truth looks like, and he's a brilliant man.
Yeah.
And I do believe he's one of those people who has a spine.
Absolutely. I'm actually surprised, though. I was actually surprised that Trump had appointed him to such a high level. I don't know why. Mm-hmm. Because Bolton is rather conservative. He's, some would consider him a war hawk, if you will. He's hawkish. He reportedly convinced George W. Bush to go into Iraq.
Okay.
And I know that Trump was against the Iraq war. So I was kind of surprised at the appointment of John Bolton. America's enemies do not like the appointment of John Bolton.
And I love that.
The Council of American Islamic Relations has spoken out against the appointment of John Bolton. election. So that means John Bolton is not going to be talking about Islam means peace. He's not going to say radical Islam doesn't represent the Quran. In other words, the bottom line is when it comes to radical Islam, John Bolton will not be politically correct.
He's a hawk.
He's a hawk.
And we need a hawk.
Yeah.
You know, we don't need another Obama
right.
in office who right. Had such a tender heart toward them and wouldn't even call terrorists terrorists.
No, he called a man-made disaster, terrorist yes. act, a man-made disaster.
Yes, and yeah, so, you know, thank God we have a hawk.
Yeah.
Because that's what we need to keep us safe.
Absolutely.
You know, and it's just shameful how... You know, we trust people and put them in these positions, and then they betray the people.
Right.
America has been betrayed over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
You know, character is so important.
Mm-hmm.
No, we can't read anyone's heart, but we should track their progress and see if they're, you know, try to the best of our ability to see if they're people that we should trust with our votes.
Absolutely. Today in Washington, there's a pro-gun control rally or march on the Capitol by, I guess, high school students.
Ridiculous.
That's your what are your other thoughts on that?
What are my thoughts on that? Number one, we need to start rebuilding our families where people like George Soros and what was another one of those leftist group, Blue Lives Matter and Black Lives Matters. And what's that other one that hasn't been in the news recently? But anyway, so these leftist organizations, these gardeners organizations, cannot be recruiting these young people to go out and act like total idiots. Because number one, they're not going to control the guns in the hands of criminals. So what do you want? A society where only criminals have arms and the rest of us are unarmed and at their mercy?
True.
You know, we are responsible people, law-abiding citizens, have the right to bear arms.
Absolutely.
They're not the ones going out and shooting up a nightclub.
Exactly.
They're not the ones, you know, killing their mothers, et cetera, et cetera. Mm-hmm. We need to start rebuilding families where people like Soros cannot recruit these young people and have them out there saying things that are detrimental to the freedoms and the liberties of the United States of America.
Well, they want to target the young people because a lot of young people don't know, really understand what basis this country
was. And they don't come from structured families that are teaching them that this is wrong. The First, Second Amendment is part of our rights and privileges as American citizens. We need families to be rebuilt. We need fathers in the home. You're going to talk about fatherless generation so that these people cannot recruit these young people, that they can go to their parents and say, they want me to do X, Y, Z. Should I? And the father or mother can say, no.
It sounds like we have a call. Hi, caller. Well, we're about to go to break, so we'll...
We're having a little technical difficulties, but we will get back with you, caller. So please be patient with us. Try again. And thank you so much for tuning in to our Urban Story.
Bella Physical Therapy, located in Fairlawn, New Jersey, featuring one-on-one care. Bella Physical Therapy can help treat your orthopedic and sports injuries, chronic pain, men's health conditions, and women's health conditions. Also, treating headaches and tinnitus and vestibular disorders. It's easy to set up an appointment. Visit www.bella-pt.com or call 201-791-0008. That's 201-791-0008. You owe it to yourself to stop living in pain. Start the road to recovery. Call Bella Physical Therapy today. Tri-State Health and Wellness. If you're searching for a doctor who truly cares about your health and well-being, contact Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness. Dr. Alex specializes in treating law enforcement professionals and their families and features special hours to accommodate different work shifts. All necessary testing can be performed in their friendly and comfortable environment. Contact Tri-State Health and Wellness, located in Fairlawn, New Jersey. Call 201-791-7771. That's 201 1-791-7771. Wayne Ford. If you are looking for a certified, used, or new vehicle, look no further. Visit Wayne Ford, New Jersey's law enforcement preferred dealer. Featuring the largest inventory of pre-owned vehicles in the tri-state area, Wayne Ford has been proudly serving the community for over 50 years. Conveniently located 1/4 mile from the Willowbrook Mall on Route 46 in Wayne, New Jersey, contact Wayne Ford today. Toll free 888-349-6857. That's 888-349-6857. Kale Orthopedic Center, featuring high-performance care for bodies in motion. Kale Orthopedic is proud to provide comprehensive orthopedic care for New Jersey's finest. Every day you put your body at risk, and Kale Orthopedic is here to help you. Contact Kale Orthopedic at 201-447-3880. That's 201-447-3880. Kale Orthopedic, high-performance care for bodies in motion. If you're tired of sleeping alone each night, contact Dr. Doblin of At Home Sleep Solutions. Dr. Doblin is New Jersey's law enforcement professional's preferred sleep apnea doctor. With the use of a custom-fitted oral device, you can now look forward to a restful night's sleep. Contact Dr. Doblin, featuring two convenient locations in Fairlawn and Trenton, New Jersey. Call 201-396-9338 or visit athomesleepsolutions.com. City Health Pharmacy, located at 23 Court Street in Newark, New Jersey. Come and experience why thousands of your neighbors choose City Health Pharmacy each and every month. City Health Pharmacy is a proud supporter of the men and women of New Jersey law enforcement, their families, and friends. Visit City Health Pharmacy today at 23 Court Street in Newark, New Jersey, or call 862-772-0442. That's 862-772-0442. When shopping for a new vehicle, look no further than Lester Glenn Auto Group. Why Lester Glenn? Because there's no middleman and no bait-and-switch tactics. Just supplier pricing for all police, EMTs, military, firefighters, nurses, and teachers. Active or retired with proper ID. Contact John Stetz today at Lester Glenn Auto Group, 732-228-1338. That number again, 732-228-1338. John Stetz at Lester Glenn Auto Group, a proud sponsor of Blue World Uncensored and NJ Blue Now. If you're looking for the widest variety of programming, diverse, uncensored, opinionated, you found it. DDVRadio.com is the place to be, with programs such as Uncle Floyd Radio, The Wise Guys Show, Curtain Call, and Blue World Uncensored. DDVRadio.com, the preferred radio network of NJ Blue Now. And now, back to the program, DDVRadio.com.
Hello, we are back with you again, and let me give you the caller number again, 973-925-4559, and caller, we're sorry that we had a little mix-up. Please call back again. I know you have something you wanted to share with us, but I just wanted to share this very briefly from Breitbart. Someone from, the Friday's broadcast of HBO's Real Time. There's a columnist by the name of Mona Charen, C-H-A-R-E-N, and she had the audacity to say that the indecency of President Trump is assaulting democracy because it is attacking our basic values. What a nut. What is she saying, that the people who voted for Trump are indecent people? And they wouldn't vote for someone indecent. And people like her have no problem voting with someone who's a proven liar, who's made millions out of being in politics, and who let our ambassador be killed in Benghazi. I mean, who is indecent? You know, I mean, these people are so outrageous, and they have such black hearts that they can't see anything good in what the people of America, the majority of the people in America and of America, wanted. Someone who believes in America. Someone who loves America. Someone who says, together, let's make America great again.
Okay. Thank you very much.
I had to get that off.
No, that's fine.
Thank you.
I wanted to touch on today, there, as I alluded to earlier, there's a large march going in Washington, students marching for gun control. And what is, this is all, as you know, a part of what, or as a result, I should say, of the Parkland High School, what's in Parkland, Florida. The shooting that occurred on Valentine's Day, Nicholas Cruz murdered 17 people. Nicholas Cruz, who was on the radar of the authorities in Broward County, and they did nothing to stop him. He was also on the radar of the FBI.
FBI.
Warned twice. So there were a lot of things. The government failed in this case. It's not about the gun. We've talked about this before. What are we going to do? Sue the fertilizer company from which Timothy McVeigh bought the fertilizer that helped build the bomb that destroyed the Murrah building in Oklahoma City, killed hundreds of people. So we have to be reasonable. It's not the gun. It's evil. Then what has emerged out of this, too, is you have some students like this David Hogg, H-O-G-G. He has been on several shows, interviews by CNN. And 17-year-old kid, and you know the thing with teenagers, sometimes they think they know more than the adults, went on one of these talk shows and was cursing and saying that members of Congress are bees of NRA, fill in the blank. Mm. I just find this character, David Hogg, 17-year-old, his father works for the FBI, to be an arrogant punk, quite frankly. And this push for gun control. We see Chicago, Illinois.
Yes.
Someone please explain to me why gun control has failed miserably in Chicago, Illinois, and how more gun control is going to stop evil. Because at the end of the day, this is evil. When someone goes into a school, and why do they want to go into a school? Because a school represents innocence. A school represents vulnerability. You notice they don't go into a bar and shoot up the place. When have we heard about a mass shooting at a pub? They don't go there. They don't go to motorcycle clubs to shoot up. They go to schools, and we've heard about churches.
Gun-free zones.
Gun-free zones, which means we are sitting ducks. So I'm not against, at some level, common sense gun control. But gun control in and of itself is not the answer, Barbara.
You know what? The media thinks we're all dumb and blind. Did they ever mention once how this killer got the gun? Was he a member of the NRA? Did he take his ID and all of this and go through the gun checked or the background checks and get the... They never mention it. So that means, to me, he wasn't the owner of the weapon.
Right. That's a good point.
See, when they're silent on something, I question it. Because if he went to... He wasn't a member of the NRA. That's number one. Number two, he probably didn't even purchase it. He was unemployed. But the bottom line is liberal ideology. You said something about Obama had some kind of program in place where students are protected. And the FBI sat on their hands. And the local law enforcement people sat on their behinds with their hands tucked in their pockets. Even though they had guns.
Well,
they
didn't
even protect those young people.
It's beyond that. They failed. The government
failed totally
at several levels. They were pre-warned. It's not about did they connect dots? The dots were connected for them.
And they didn't.
People called the FBI. People called law enforcement, Broward County, and said, this guy wants to shoot up a school.
Absolutely.
So they didn't have to connect dots. Parkland is a small town. 99% of us had never heard of Parkland this shooting.
That's correct.
So it's a small town. Virtually none of us had ever heard of. How many Nicholas Cruz's are in that town? And because of a program by Obama's Department of Justice, the local law enforcement went easy on Nicholas Cruz, and now we have 17 dead human beings.
That is ridiculous.
It is not about gun control. It's about evil, and that's very difficult to control in a free and open society. Now, you mentioned the NRA, and I want to touch on that, because what I noticed in this campaign after the shooting, before all the facts were laid out, before we knew what really happened, why it happened,
right?
The media and its cohorts and people who think like them immediately blamed the National Rifle Association as if the NRA had anything to do with the shooting. There's no evidence that Nicholas Cruz or really any of the mass shooters were members or members of the NRA. What does the NRA have to do with the shooting? But before we could gather our thoughts, understand what happened, they immediately start blacklisting the NRA, demonizing the NRA, and I think President Trump got caught up into it, because before you can sort all the facts, oh, the NRA, they're connecting falsely the National Rifle Association with this mass shooting. The NRA had nothing to do with it.
You know, one of the reasons why I don't go to movies, and if people ask me about this show, that show, this, I don't know, I don't care, because most of the celebrities in Hollywood, with a, there are exceptions, are so liberal, are so anti-American,
yeah,
that I wouldn't spend 2 cents to go to one of their movies and keep dollars in their pockets. And from what I see on the Drudge Report, a lot of these celebrities are paying to bus these children to Washington. You see how dirty they are? We as Americans go and support them, make them rich, and then they spend that money to try to destroy the very country that prospered them. That's why I don't go to the movies. That's why I don't watch any of the celebrity this, celebrity that.
You know, you are like a millions of other Americans.
And more of us need to be this way.
We're just fed up with the celebrities. I mean, we're just...
We need
you
to,
see it in the
right
numbers. You see it in the lagging, the record sales.
That's right.
Movie ticket sales. Although I would encourage everyone to support the new movie, Paul and the Apostle of Christ, which has been released. But a lot of people are fed up with celebrities. These same celebrities will have guns, gun battles, car chasing battles, explosions.
Bodyguards
slashing,
who are armed.
But
yes,
I'm talking about
the movies they make.
With
yes,
the movies
yes,
they
yes,
make
yes,
are violent. They have gun battles, people, someone with a machete, Kill Bill, slicing people up.
That's right.
Machine guns all over the place in these movies. And that, you know, movies and television influence children at some level.
Right.
But now you want to pay for buses to send these students, use them as whatever to go to D.C. to march for gun control. It is not about the gun. It's about the person or people behind the guns. I want to touch on, and I need more time.
Can I just say this about what you're just talking
yes,
about?
Yes, please.
I'm looking on the Drudge Report and looking at some of these signs, and these signs were not made just by children. These were professionally printed signs and all that to show you how the left is so organized to try to destroy our freedoms and our liberties. You know, we have to be aware of who's behind this, and it's not good news. It's very evil, godless people who... you know, when this one said that, you know, President Trump is assaulting decency and our values and all that, they don't. This is not American values to be doing something like this, using children who don't even understand how important it is for us to have our Second Amendment intact. That's what makes us a great country. Every society that I know of, where the people were disarmed, turned into dictatorships. And it did not profit the average person. This is insulting and this is disgraceful.
Yeah, I mean, not every, but most. Because England
right.
is they're not armed and they're not dictatorship.
Well, that's true. Thank you for that.
I just want to go back to Nicholas Cruz. There's been analysis done, and I'm not an expert, but... most of the mass shooters
yes,
are fatherless.
That's correct.
They come from broken homes.
That's correct.
I just want to quote very briefly, in the interest of time, I can't do too much quoting, but from an article in a magazine called The Trumpet Online Magazine, the author is Andrew Miller. He posted this on February 15th, 2018. Quote, another school shooter, another fatherless child.
Mm.
19-year-old Nicholas Cruz murdered 17 people, and Nicholas Cruz had all the warning signs. He had been expelled from the school. It's called the Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida. Out of this article, he quoted a director, Brad Wilcox, of the National Project at the University of Virginia, who pointed out in 2013 that nearly every U.S. school shooting was a young male from a broken home. And I'm just going to quote here very quickly. Quote, broken homes, broken families, rather,
absolutely,
across the nation are producing basically criminals, killers and criminals at a record rate. And Fox News recently had an article called Missing Fathers and America's Broken Boys.
Amen.
And I don't want to go too much farther in the interest of time, but we will pick this up more next week, because I think it's important to understand what caused a Nicholas Cruz, why he was the way he was and is. He will probably be given the death penalty for the murder of those 17 people at the high school. But the broken home is at the root of the problem. Go into Chicago, go into Rikers Island in New York, and ask how many of those prisoners came from an intact home.
Absolutely.
Most of them have not come from intact homes. That is critical. So it's not the weapon. We can talk about gun control, but what about knives? It could be a machete.
What about strangulation?
It could be a bomb. It could be strangulation.
Blunt force trauma.
Blunt force trauma. Driving your car into a crowd of people.
Carjacking. That's
right. Carjacking.
Yes.
It's really just an instrument to execute murder. It's not the weapon. It's the person behind the weapon. If we get to the root, we can start making a difference. When we had prayer in schools. Now, let's just back up. Let's put it into a little historical context. Guns have been a part of the American culture since its founding in 1776.
Amen.
Why, we need to ask, have we gotten all this gun mass shootings at schools within the last 10 to 20 years, when we've had guns for over 230 plus years? So it's not like guns just arrived on the scene in the United States 30 or 40 years ago.
Part of our beginnings.
Part of our beginnings. What happened? Well, we can see. Well, it. I guess it parallels a decline in the values in the American society. The increase in abortion, the increase in illegitimate babies being born, just a breakdown of values. When you have the breakdown of values, you have the breakdown of the homes, you're producing broken children.
At a mass rate.
And then you have a Nicholas Cruz.
Last figures, statistics I looked at from the, I can't remember right off the bat, but Heritage Foundation, 40% of our children born in this nation are born into single-headed households. That's almost half of the children. And what's another alarming factor, 70 to 72% of all black children are being born into single-headed households. Now, we must remember, when prayer went out of schools, gun shootings walked in. Mm-hmm. Walked in. And for those people who, you know, I know it was what was her name? O'Hare. Mm-hmm. Who was the atheist. Mm-hmm. I don't know what happened to the Christian voice, but they didn't stand up and fight back. Mm-hmm. You know. But now is the time to go back to one of those precious values that kept us a little safer, I believe. You know, what's wrong with having the Ten Commandments? And I'm very sorry, but if you're in this country, or even if you were born here, and you get offended because you see a statue of Moses, you see the Ten Commandments posted, then you need to go to another country.
Absolutely.
Or just close your eyes and shut your ears.
Right.
Because former presidents like George Washington, Abraham Lincoln, referred to God. Mm-hmm. Because they realized that without the providential hand of God, America would never have been. Those are our foundings, period. And really, if you've come to this country from another country and you don't like it, you should go back to that country that's worshiping whatever you worship.
No, those are fair points.
As far as I'm concerned, as long as I have breath in my body, I'm going to stand for the values that made America great. And making America great wasn't made great in that city shining on a hill by being politically correct. If it offends you, then you be offended. What offends me is when you want to get rid of In God We Trust, because in my book, without God, we have nothing. And the ones who founded this country came over here for religious freedom. Mm-hmm. They didn't come over here just so that they could, go to the beaches. Mm-hmm. or get drunk. Mm-hmm. They came here for religious freedom. That's our foundation, and we need to go back to our roots.
Excellent commentary, Barbara from Harlem. And before we run out of time, and I do want to talk about the shadow government.
And I want to mention my book. for one
moment.
That's
what I was going to say.
Thank you.
Before we run out of time, why don't you tell us some of the marketing you've been doing this past week?
Well, I just returned from a trip to Florida. You know, I had a family emergency, and please, those of you who believe in prayer, please pray for my brother Alan. And I just got back yesterday, as a matter of fact. But while I was down there, I met some of the most lovely, wonderful people, even his doctor, who I think is, you know, maybe from Africa or whatever, but he was very thorough, very kind. I passed out a lot of my flyers and told them about my book. And I mean, I received such excitement from the people. While I was on the airplane, I talked to some wonderful people and gave them the flyers also. And as a matter of fact, I have in this segment of the book my encounter with a member of the KKK. Now, those of you who are familiar with me know that I am a black woman, and I had a terrible encounter with the KKK. And without my gun, this same brother that I just went to see and who's not doing, you know, who's a little ill, he would have been dead. And this was back in the 70s. I was in a gun battle, but unlike those armed, law enforcement cowards, at the recent shooting, I shot the one who had a bigger gun, a faster gun, and a more powerful gun to keep him from killing my brother or harming my children. I took some bullets. I was shot twice. But if I didn't do that, I don't think my brother would be alive today. I may not have been alive today, and my children may not have been alive. He had a Glock, and I had a .22 with hollow point bullets. But thank God I wasn't such a coward that I hid and let him go on a shooting spree. That I did find the courage to shoot back even though I was outgunned, but it stopped a massacre. And that's in my book, My Encounter with the Ku Klux Klan. I can truly say that I have been a real victim of racism and danger.
Thank you, Barbara, for that update. And your book will be released in May. It is available on several online books stores, the most prominent, I think, being Amazon.com. You can pre-order today. You do not have to pay anything. And you just look up Barbara from Harlem. Her book will pop up, Escaping the Racism of Low Expectations. It will be a blockbuster, I'm predicting here and now. It will be a New York Times bestseller. So get your pre-order today. We are going to hit the road to a certain extent.
Yes, we are.
But we'll give you details and more information as we approach the time. And when you meet us, we will have some books. She will sign autographs, and we'll try to give you a little gift or two. And thank you in advance for your support. Before we run out of time, I want to touch on, I mentioned last week about the shadow government. And what do I mean by that? I mean that it's becoming more evident and it's becoming more documented, not just words and rumors, that within the Department of Justice and within the Federal Bureau of Investigation, there are agents, and there were agents, some of whom have been fired, who plotted and planned to make sure that Hillary Clinton became the next president. And in the event she lost, they wanted to derail or devalue and deny Donald Trump full support.
Right.
And some of the leading names in this effort are James Comey, former director, the head of the FBI, who was fired by President Trump. Andrew McCabe, deputy director of the FBI, who was fired last week by the Department of Justice.
Couldn't have been, should have been sooner.
Right. And we believe that he is the leaker. And James Comey went before Congress in sworn testimony and said he did not leak, nor did he direct anyone to leak information. We have Peter Strzok, who was having an affair with, Peter Strzok was a counterintelligence agent with the FBI, having an affair with the senior FBI lawyer, Lisa Page. Between them, they exchanged over 50,000 texts.
Wow.
Talking about a plan, insurance policy, just in case Trump wins. And these two people, and one of the reasons this came out is because Peter Styrock or Stroke, I hope I'm pronouncing his name correctly, and Lisa Page were working for Robert Mueller on the Russia investigation, which at this point we know is really going nowhere in terms of trying to prove that President Trump colluded with the Russians. That's pretty much dead. So there has been an effort. It's very real. It's not in the, it's not a figment of the imagination of Rush Limbaugh or Mark Levin. It's very real. We know it's real because they use false information and dossier by an anti-Trump, former British spy to get a warrant from the FISA
illegally
court. Right. It's illegal. They got a legal warrant, but it was the way they did it was illegal. Because they left out critical information. There's more to the story. Because of the interest of time, I'm going to cut it short there, but I want to dive back into this because there has been a persistent determination to try to undermine Trump. And it's not just, you know, Democrats. There are some Republicans.
Yes.
Who also want to undermine Trump.
Swamp dwellers.
Yeah, exactly. So that's one of the reasons. Another reason why so many people were disappointed that Trump signed the omnibus, because he basically kind of gave in to the swamp. The hope is he keeps his word and he will not sign anything like this again. Hopefully he can do a line by line veto, although I'm not sure that is possible. Barbara, your thoughts?
I hope it is possible, but I hope you know you come up with another New York plan in between that. You know, I have a lot of confidence in New Yorkers who are successful business people, that they always have something, you know, that they can pull out of the hat. So I hope that this is the case, because, I mean, he's not happy with having to sign it. So we have to go with him, and we're going to stick with him, and we're going to fight for our country to become, you know, great again. We are on the verge, you know, and it's a battle.
It is a battle.
Because, you know, you have so many on both sides who are just corrupt. They sell their soul for a dollar. You know, and they don't like him because what price do you offer a billionaire?
Absolutely. And I think that's one of the reasons it was important to replace General H.R. McMaster, who was a holdover from the Obama administration. I mean, Trump thanked him for his service. But, you know, when you're making apologies for radical Islam, when you're saying it's not part of Islam and Islam is religion of peace, you're not going to fit really well into the Trump administration, which is taking radical Islam head on.
Right.
And John Bolton is a much needed voice in this administration.
Thank God. And yesterday on my flight back last night, we had a fallen soldier who was in a casket, and he was riding on the same plane that I was. So when we pulled into Newark Airport, you know, we had to stay on the plane while the captain who was riding with us, you know, and he was a young black man with his medals, and he was just perfectly dressed. Mm-hmm. He had to get out and, you know, give the proper respect to our fallen soldier. Mm-hmm. So, my friends, we have to remember that, you know, to lift up our soldiers, and I'm glad that in this omnibus bill, that the Veterans Administration will be, you know, better off than they are now.
Absolutely.
But it was an honor.
Yeah, absolutely. We must never forget those who have sacrificed, made the ultimate sacrifice.
Amen.
For our country. We have it very well here. We live in peace and comfort because of those young,
yes,
men and women,
yes,
willing to take a bullet for us in places like Afghanistan, far from home, in the
That's
trenches,
right. That's right.
As they've done for many, over 100 more years.
And all of our emergency personnel.
Absolutely.
They deserve our thanks.
Tomorrow's Palm Sunday. We pray that you celebrate with loved ones and friends, visit a church, get your palm, and prepare preparation for the holiest week in Christianity.
And please remember to lift my brother up in prayer. And don't forget, Barbara from Harlem, Escaping the Racism of Low Expectations, can be pre-ordered by you now.
Absolutely. Thank you for listening to
Our Urban Story.
Bella Physical Therapy, located in Fairlawn, New Jersey, featuring one-on-one care. Bella Physical Therapy can help treat your orthopedic and sports injuries, chronic pain, men's health conditions, and women's health conditions. Also, treating headaches and tinnitus and vestibular disorders. It's easy to set up an appointment. Visit www.bella-pt.com or call 201-791-0008. That's 201-791-0008. You owe it to yourself to stop living in pain. Start the road to recovery. Call Bella Physical Therapy today. Tri-State Health and Wellness. If you're searching for a doctor who truly cares about your health and well-being, contact Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness. Dr. Alex specializes in treating law enforcement professionals and their families and features special hours to accommodate different work shifts. All necessary testing can be performed in their friendly and comfortable environment. Contact Tri-State Health and Wellness, located in Fairlawn, New Jersey. Call 201-791-7771. That's 201-791-7771. Wayne Ford. If you're looking for a certified, used, or new vehicle, look no further. Visit Wayne Ford, New Jersey's law enforcement preferred dealer. Featuring the largest inventory of pre-owned vehicles in the tri-state area, Wayne Ford has been proudly serving the community for over 50 years. Conveniently located 1/4 mile from the Willowbrook Mall on Route 46 in Wayne, New Jersey, contact Wayne Ford today. Toll free 888-349-6857. That's 888-349-6857. Kale Orthopedic Center, featuring high-performance care for bodies in motion. Kale Orthopedic is proud to provide comprehensive orthopedic care for New Jersey's finest. Every day you put your body at risk, and Kale Orthopedic is here to help you. Contact Kale Orthopedic at 201-447-3880. That's 201-447-3880. Kale Orthopedic, high-performance care for bodies in motion. If you're tired of sleeping alone each night, contact Dr. Doblin of At Home Sleep Solutions. Dr. Doblin is New Jersey's law enforcement professional's preferred sleep apnea doctor. With the use of a custom-fitted oral device, you can now look forward to a restful night's sleep. Contact Dr. Doblin, featuring two convenient locations in Fairlawn and Trenton, New Jersey. Call 201-396-9338 or visit athomesleepsolutions.com. City Health Pharmacy, located at 23 Court Street in Newark, New Jersey. Come and experience why thousands of your neighbors choose City Health Pharmacy each and every month. City Health Pharmacy is a proud supporter of the men and women of New Jersey law enforcement, their families, and friends. Visit City Health Pharmacy today at 23 Court Street in Newark, New Jersey, or call 862-772-0442. That's 862-772-0442. When shopping for a new vehicle, look no further than Lester Glenn Auto Group. Why Lester Glenn? Because there's no middleman and no bait-and-switch tactics. Just supplier pricing for all police, EMTs, military, firefighters, nurses, and teachers. Active or retired with proper ID. Contact John Stetz today at Lester Glenn Auto Group, 732-228-1338. That number again, 732-228-1338. John Stetz at Lester Glenn Auto Group, a proud sponsor of Blue World Uncensored and NJ Blue Now. If you're looking for the widest variety of programming, diverse, uncensored, opinionated, you found it. DDVRadio.com is the place to be, with programs such as Uncle Floyd Radio, The Wise Guys Show, Curtain Call, and Blue World Uncensored. DDVRadio.com, the preferred radio network of NJ Blue Now.